Depend on us for local news. Now, Mike Thomas, Heather Roberts, and Frank Boniquisti.
Redmond is taking over as a regional leader for industrial development. Compass Commercial Real Estate's Pat Keskart says there's about 56,000 square feet of industrial space available to lease in Redmond, and even more is under construction.
There's about a half a million square feet that's going through the city now. One of those projects is Wild Mike's Pizza to build a 300,000 square foot production facility.
And he says those new businesses bring more jobs.
So in the case of Wild Mike's Pizza, we sold them, I think it was 43 acres on the east side of Redmond, and that business alone will create about 130 jobs.
Wild Mike's makes frozen pizzas for school districts and grocery stores. It expects to move production from Clackamas to Redmond later this year. Keskard says Bend has fallen out of favor for companies looking for more room to grow because there's now very little industrial land available.
The Oregon legislature is considering tighter regulations for phone companies who allow robocalls on their system. Kate Dennison with the Oregon Department of Justice says phone companies would be responsible if they know it's a robocall.
We'll encourage telemarketing providers to police the traffic that they allow through their systems, through existing infrastructure, and protect more Oregonians from scams and fraud.
Brent Wolf with the Oregon Telecommunications Association says phone companies are required to put the call through.
Our members have to terminate a properly placed call. If a number is dialed, we have to make sure it is properly placed so you can answer it or ignore it if you care to.
Wolf says they don't know the content of calls, but Dennison says phone companies do know when robocalls are made. The bill would make it a violation of the Unlawful Trade Practices Act. It remains in committee.
Work is underway on a new 5K paved loop trail around Prineville's Barnes Butte. Public Works Director Casey Kaiser acknowledges the community wants the area to remain as natural as possible.
The idea of the paved loop trail is really to intrude as little as possible into that natural feel of the Barnes Butte Recreation Area out there while still kind of providing that accessibility. And it makes it easier for people of varying skill levels and abilities to be able to traverse a large part of that area and get to enjoy it too.
He says it'll also provide neighbors with a bike and pedestrian route through the wetlands to the city's commercial areas. Some work was done on the trail last year, but Kaiser says it'll wrap up in the next few months.
This week, all of the base rock and all of the rough grading for the trail will be done, and then we'll basically just be waiting for the paving plants to open up so we can pave it in the early spring.
The $280,000 project is partly funded by a recreational trails program grant from Oregon State Parks.
The remains of an Eastern Oregon man are finally identified nearly 60 years after his disappearance. A rafting group discovered human bones along the John Day River in Sherman County back in 1989. They were believed to belong to David West, a local rancher who has not been seen since the John Day flood of 1964. But state forensic anthropologist Dr. Nikki Vance says the bones remain unidentified until late last year.
Way back in 2010, we took a sample and sent it to our DNA lab, and they uploaded it into the national DNA system. And it was cycling in that national system for years, and it is never associated genetically with anyone.
She says using genetic genealogy finally allowed investigators to match the DNA to a relative, providing a positive ID and a final resolution for his family. A federal grant has allowed the state medical examiner's office to use the same technology to identify 30 sets of remains in the past 3 years.
Oregon snowpack is holding relatively steady according to the latest snow survey. Basins in the southeast corner of the state and the John Day are well over 100% of average, likely due to the atmospheric river events that hit California in January. The northeast corner and the Columbia Gorge remain right around typical for this time of year. However, well below average precipitation is taking its toll. The Upper Deschutes and Crooked River Basin has dropped to 92% of average, and the Willamette Basin is the lowest at 90%.
Envision Bend will present the results of its Bend Vision Project survey at an interactive meeting this afternoon.
Envision Bend gathered more than 2,000 community surveys and conducted nearly 90 interviews and focus groups last year to engage the community to plan for Bend's future. Board member Lee Capozzi tells me they specifically reached out to under-resourced communities for their vision on strategies and projects.
Bringing bringing all those voices to the table really creates this well-rounded, well-represented voice as we start to see these themes and think about creating action plans that the broader community wants.
At today's meeting, the public is invited to ask questions, give feedback, and learn more about how to get involved in the vision, planning, and implementation process. It's at COCC from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Coates Campus Center.
The Bend Chamber of Commerce hosts an ADU resource fair this evening to help homeowners understand how accessory dwelling units could provide income and add needed workforce housing. Chamber officials say many properties are appropriate for an ADU and owners want them, but they need guidance to get started or have questions about the process. Today's free event features experts on design, permitting, construction, finance, and more. It's 5 to 6:30 at Open Space Event Studios.
A group hoping to bring a professional women's basketball team back to Portland met yesterday with the WNBA commissioner, trying to convince her the Rose City deserves an expansion team. Trailblazers Director of Basketball Strategy and former WNBA player Asia Jones says it's the right time to bring another team to the Moda Center.
You just walk around, you can just feel that people just love their sports here. I was able to go out and support and watch regular season and playoff games, and just the vibe in the stadium is crazy. And it just gives you goosebumps because you know this city is really, really, really invested in sports. I mean, what else are they going to do? They need to be inside. It can't be outside. It's raining. So they need something to do that's indoors. Why not add another team to the mix?
The Blazers, Portland Thorns, Oregon Ducks, and OSU Beavers, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, and others all voiced support for the idea. Commissioner Kathy Engelbert says Portland is on the short list of possible expansion cities, but it will be at least two more years before the WNBA launches any more new teams.